Major support for Louisiana Eats on WWNO provided by Zatarain's, proud producers of authentic New Orleans-style cuisine. Zatarain's, a New Orleans tradition since 1889.
From WWNO New Orleans, this is Louisiana Eats. I'm Poppy Tooker. Whether Passover or Easter is on your horizon, redemption is in the springtime air. Chef Greg Piccolo is an authority on that subject, and he's here to tell us how he found redemption at a restaurant by the same name. Debbie and Wayne Pierce keep the tradition of authentic crawfish bisque alive at the Bon Ton Cafe, despite the intensive labor that goes into every bowl. We'll taste all those delicious spring flavors and more on this week's Louisiana Eats. Chef Greg Piccolo is most closely associated with the restaurant where he spent over 20 years, the Bistro at the Maison de Ville. In late summer 2012, when the building that housed the bistro was sold, the restaurant closed abruptly, leaving Greg in a quandary about what the future would hold. Greg, welcome back to Louisiana Eats.
Thank you, Poppy. It's great to be here. I always enjoy being with you.
Tell us about how the bistro closed.
Well, it's actually a long story, and it's still in the process of trying to, let's say, right win over might. And what had happened was, due to a conflict with the owner who bought the building, at some point decided it was a good idea to rip out our air conditioning and heating system, and we could not operate. So we were forced to close down, and since that time, it's pretty much been in the courts and trying to get things resolved, because in essence, the building that the bistro occupied was not, in essence, part of the sale in toto. It was a lease transfer that went with the hotel as part of the sale. Mm-hmm. And we still had a current and functioning lease. So in theory, we should not have found ourselves on the pavement.
Mm-hmm. Well, once you were on that pavement, what did you do with yourself then?
Well, you know, I had a lot of really nice offers and some opportunities, and I was doing some consulting. And I was actually in the process of opening another restaurant in the French Quarter. I'd done the Performer. I was getting staff in place, and it looked like a really good fit. There were a couple of little things that we were still working out as far as details. But then I was at Chef René Bajot's opening at his party at the Rib Room, and I ran into someone, Brenda Maitland, not to drop names. Everybody knows Brenda. And she said, I have some really good friends who really could use some help. Would you go meet with them? And I had some time, and I went, sure, I'll go talk with some folks. And, well, I did, and that's when I met Maria and Shalyn DeLon at Redemption.
So, of course, we're talking about the great wine diva, Brenda Maitland.
Yes, indeed.
She is the girl in the know.
In the know.
So you went to meet the DeLons.
Tell me about that. I actually was a friend saying, look, would you go talk to a friend of mine? They can maybe use some help. And I was, you know, I'm like, sure, let me see what I could do. Well, I went to meet him around 5:45 in the afternoon, and I think I left near 10 o'clock that night. Something magical happened. We just clicked. And being in that beautiful building and just seeing the opportunity and that we could work well with each other, we just clicked. And I fell in love immediately. I called some other folks and a day or two later and went, look, I think I found a spot that feels absolutely right. And as you know, as people are saying, it's a match made in heaven. And sometimes in life, instead of always going in with your head, you go in with your heart and you go, this feels right, and that's where I am, and that's where I'm going to stay.
Well, of course, the restaurant that we're talking about, Redemption, is located in the former site of one of the most revered of New Orleans lost restaurants, Christian's. Mm-hmm. Do you have Christian's memories?
Well, yeah, of course, like any New Orleanian, that was one of our date night spots. You know, that was a place that we would often go, not only for special occasions, it was a great place to meet friends. It was a fun scene. Christian's was a scene back in its heyday. Of course, everybody went, and of course, Chef Roland was brilliant. And it just was the coolest restaurant we had in town at that time. There was nothing that had been done in a converted church that way, and it was really the place to be. So
it's
I have
so
fond, fond memories of Christians.
It's beautiful in there. Lunch, I think, it's the most lovely lunch spot.
I totally agree. The way the light comes in through the windows at different times of the day is really, really gorgeous.
It's inspirational.
And the room feels good. You know, when you walk in, it's the funniest thing. When you walk in the restaurant, it does seem to have that vibe where you just go,
Yes,
it has
like going into
thing,
church.
Like going into church. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I say. I get to go to church every day now. I get extra points.
So what are you doing about maybe recreating some of the dishes or having some food remembrances from Christians?
Well, as you know, I'm doing a couple of things. And for me, it's more of an homage. It's not trying to reproduce what was. I think it's not fair to the dish that was created. And it also, you know how I work, I can't leave things alone. So I've taken some good concepts because customers went, are you going to do XYZ?
Let me guess. Are you going to do smoked soft-shell crabs?
Yes, I am. And of course, I love smoking things that gives an incredible dimension to food. But again, like anything I find in my discipline, pull back. You know, if it's subtle, then we hit the mark. If you just taste like smoke, well, it's overdone. So I'm playing with things that I think are foods that shouldn't disappear, and I'm hoping I'm paying the utmost respect to them. But, of course, putting my own tweak. It's like I'm doing some other items from lost restaurants, but I'm not so much following the recipe as much as I'm digging into my memory, my food memory. I want it to feel like it felt when I ate it 30 years ago.
Well, one of the biggest treats that you have working at Redemption is that you have the freshest seafood in the universe. Would you explain that edge you've got when
proudly,
it comes to the supplier?
I am so proud of this. You know, the owners, Maria and Tommy DeLone, also are one of the largest seafood distributors in the state. Many large companies get their food through Tommy's Fish House. So people I used to buy fish and seafood from get their product from Tommy, so I can get it faster than I got it the freshest. So it's kind of a fun joke when people ask me, is the fish fresh? And we just kind of smile and go, well, you're not going to get it fresher.
Greg, I understand that the future of the bistro was quite uncertain and that there was a lawsuit. So how did all that turn out?
It's unfortunately still in the works. It's still going back and forth. Again, we'd love to see right over might in this, but unfortunately it's in the hands of the court and attorneys. And, you know, the whole thing of what's right and what's wrong gets somewhat into a gray area. So where it is for me right now is still a gray area. But
well, you know, I heard a story, and there must be some truth in this, that your former partner reached some sort of a plateau in this and actually came to see you at the restaurant and said, looks like we can reopen. Are you ready to come back? What happened?
Well, I'm proud to say Mike and I are very good friends, and I believe we always will be. He has been to the restaurant several times for dinner, and he really loves it. In all due modesty, he says, I really miss your food. And can we do something, or when it happens, will we do something? And my honest answer was, I will always do whatever I can to help you out. I don't know what that means, but in all due honesty, I've made a commitment to the DeLones and to Redemption, and I'm going to be staying at Redemption till I'm a little too old to be there.
So then, is it fair to say that you have found redemption at Redemption?
I have been redeemed and revived, you know, and really, in all due honesty, the bistro has such a big piece of my heart. It was where it all happened for me. And, you know, it is kind of bittersweet to see it go that way. But to go back to what we're kind of joking about, it's interesting to be redeemed in such a way or to find redemption because, you know, when you spend 20 years at one location and pretty much see yourself always being there and having professionally been so identified with that spot for a chef, it's a little spooky, like, you know, what's next step? But yeah, there's a happy ending here, guys. If any of you guys out there find yourself in this situation, don't fret so much. Know that there's other things out there.
There's redemption.
There's redemption for us all.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Greg Piccolo of Redemption Restaurant. And now it's time for our Louisiana Eats Culinary Quiz Question of the Week. Brought to you with support from French Market Coffee. The correct answer to last week's question, what island archipelago do the Islaños people originate from, is the Canary Islands. But Islaño immigrants have called St. Bernard Parish home since 1778. Now let's see who this week's lucky winner is. Thomas Walsh, our Louisiana Eats producer, is manning the grinder.
So this past week, I woke up, peeled back a page on my daily calendar, and saw April staring me right in the face. I couldn't believe it. I also couldn't believe how many new participants we had in this week's culinary contest. Our prize is headed out to Pamela Taylor of New Orleans, but my thank yous go out to everyone who participated. Jump on the bandwagon for your chance to win.
Our lucky winner will be receiving 3 full-size bags of French Market coffee, including dark roast with chicory, and French roast. This week's question is, what is the name of the new veal that comes from humanely raised male calves? Here's a hint. It's a specialty of last week's guest, Suzanne Nelson's Cozy Farms. Send your answers to Louisiana Eats at WWNO.org by midnight Sunday night. All correct answers received will be mixed together in our French Market coffee grinder, and one lucky winner will be chosen at random and announced on next week's show. Again, this week's question is, what is the name of the new veal that comes from humanely raised male calves? Email those answers by midnight Sunday night to Louisiana Eats at WWNO.org with culinary quiz in the subject line, and you could be next week's lucky winner. I'm Poppy Tooker, and you're listening to Louisiana Eats. Throughout most of the 20th century, the Bon Ton Café has been a bastion of authentic Cajun dining at its finest in downtown New Orleans. In the early 1950s, Al and Alzina Pierce came from their home in the bayous of South Louisiana, bringing family specialties like crawfish étouffée and bisque, rarely seen then in city restaurants. Today, Wayne Pierce, Al and Alzina's nephew, and his wife Debbie are maintaining the family tradition of delicious excellence. Debbie and Wayne, thank you so much for welcoming us to the Bon Ton Café.
We are delighted to have you here.
And we're proud to be part of this presentation you're doing, Poppy. Thank you so much.
I know that Country Roads Magazine readership has just identified crawfish bisque as one of Louisiana's most endangered dishes. Why do you think that is?
Probably from the amount of labor that goes into preparing that dish, especially in the way people have done it through the decades, from beginning with boiling crawfish yourself and peeling them and gathering the meat, and then preparing the remainder of the crawfish with the cephalothorax, which we call the head of the crawfish, that's cleaned out, which holds then a dressing that you make from the crawfish tails and stuff with the breadcrumbs to hold it together. That's what the tradition of that gumbo is, or that bisque, really.
It's always about that dark roux. That's how it all starts.
Well, that's part of it, that's for sure. Of course, the flavor actually comes from the crawfish. The roux just adds, it gives it a little body. doesn't really do a whole lot for the flavor. If you overdo the roux, but then it doesn't really taste that good, does it? So you have to use it in the right proportion. So, yeah, all of our soups are about roux.
Well, it's not just about the crawfish when we talk about the Bon Ton Cafe. I think that more than almost any other bread pudding in the city of New Orleans, your bread pudding is considered to be the finest. What do you think the secret to the bread pudding is?
I don't know exactly that it's a secret, because we have given – it became requested so often. I'm going back to when I first started here in the mid-60s. My uncle would get tired of writing the recipe down for people, and so he just had it printed. And since the 1966 until today, we still do the same thing. It's butter, sugar, eggs, vanilla, bread, and whole milk. That's how we make our pudding. And the sauce is made with butter, sugar, eggs, and whiskey. Now, can you get more basic than that? And we throw a few raisins in the pudding. People ask me, Wayne, why do you put raisins in the pudding? It's like my uncle said when someone asked him, why do you put heads in the crawfish bisque? He said, my mother did it. You may not know this, or maybe you do, but it is the only dessert that we make in this restaurant. We have no other dessert option except ice cream.
I have another question that I want Debbie to answer, because I know she has her own opinion of this. Debbie, what do you think makes the bread pudding here so special?
I truly believe, after talking to thousands and thousands of people over the years, that it is the French bread that we have here in New Orleans. We have gotten the French bread from Binder's Bakery, and I hear it over and over again. Visitors will say, how do you get this bread to taste so good? And that's the bread that we use to make the bread pudding, and I think it plays a significant part in why that bread pudding is so delicious.
Wayne, there's another special thing that I never knew until I started researching the restaurant. You all have your own special cocktail here.
Yes, we do. We're only the third family to own this restaurant in 120 years. So the next person that bought the restaurant was a man by the name of Albert Martin, and he was an interesting individual. And his prize-winning drink at the time was the one that he was most fond of, was a drink called the Rum Ramsey Cocktail. And it was a private recipe that he didn't reveal to too many people, if he did any at all. I don't know of anybody that he revealed it to. But he kept it a secret, and his family did too after he died, when they passed the restaurant on to my uncle Alvin and Alzina, my aunt. And you want to know the real interesting story about that drink? Would you like for Debbie to tell you this story?
I'd love for Debbie to tell me this story.
Debbie's best at telling this story.
Well, I'm a Pierce by marriage, but I can tell you that my husband is very humble. The story of the Rum Ramsey is an amazing story, but it's almost the nature of what we do here to be very quiet and subtle. It's really what Uncle Alvin told me when Wayne and I were married 40 years ago and I asked about the Rum Ramsey. There were three drinks in New Orleans: the Sazerac, the Ramos Gin Fizz, and the Rum Ramsey. And each one of the mixologists claimed that their drink was the best. They decided to hold a contest with an impartial panel of judges. The rules were: the drink that was judged to be the best could remain a private recipe, and the other two had to divulge their ingredients. The Rum Ramsey won, and so Albert Martin was allowed to keep that recipe a secret. And today you can get a very delightful Ramos Gin Fizz or a Sazerac in other places in New Orleans and possibly around the country, but the only place that you can get a Rum Ramsey is at the Bon Ton Cafe.
That's an incredible story, and I want to say thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you for all that you do.
Goodbye. Thank you so much, Poppy. It was great being with you.
Debbie and Wayne Pierce, keepers of the crawfish bisque tradition at New Orleans Bon Ton Cafe.
Crawfish crawl, you're doing well. crawfish crawl. Keep you shuffling backward all along the wall, and call it the Louisiana crawfish crawl.
Is often credited with being the birthplace of the cocktail. In 1906, the three most popular drinks served in the Crescent City were said to be the Sazerac, the Ramus Gin Fizz, and the Rum Ramsey. A gentleman named Albert Martin is credited with the invention of the potent rum drink, and it was the specialty of his restaurant, the Bonton Café. When Al and Alzina Pierce purchased the restaurant from the Martin family in 1953, the secret became theirs and today remains the house specialty at the Bonton Café. To learn how to make an approximated version of the Rum Ramsey, visit our website at wwno.org, where you can also email your questions and comments. I'm Poppy Tooker, and you're listening to Louisiana Eats. That's it for this week's edition of Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers. Join us next week for an intimate sit-down with Lynn Rosetta Casper of The Splendid Table.
What's changed in the sensibility in our country about food, the kind of awareness, the kind of ways that food plays in our lives now, you can't compare it to what was happening when we started the show 17 years ago or to what was going on when I started out in the business when the dinosaurs were walking the earth.
Subscribe to our podcast, hear today's show, or catch up on previous editions anytime online at wwno.org. Louisiana Eats is made possible with major support from French Market Coffee and Zatarain's. Additional support provided by Dickie Brennan's Steakhouse, Palace Cafe and the Bourbon House, Lights Egan Funeral Homes, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, and our media sponsor, Louisiana Cookin' Magazine. Theme music by Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes, produced at Piety Street Recording. Thanks to Thomas Walsh, our associate producer and sound engineer. I'm Poppy Tooker. We'll see you next time. Louisiana Eats is a production of WWNO.